This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Sure, Scots pines are pretty, and white pines are soft, and plastic pines are easy, but my favorite Christmas tree is our own red cedar. Practically free and literally everywhere, I look to the pastures trying to find the perfectly shaped Christmas tree. It's not always easy to find one that isn't misshapen, but that is before being cut down, stood in the living room, and covered in shiny things. Unless you live near a Christmas tree farm, it is very likely that any evergreen out in the field is going to be an eastern red cedar, Latin name, Juniperus virginiana. The Juniperus name is because eastern red cedars aren't actually cedars at all, but a juniper. However, a lot of junipers are confused for cedars, and vice versa. Most junipers are small bushy shrubs, but our eastern red cedar juniper can grow up to 60 feet tall. That's nearly as tall as our big stately oaks and walnuts. The current state champion red cedar is 63 feet tall and stands just outside Neodache in Wilson County. Something rather cool about eastern red cedars is that they are dioecious species, meaning individual trees can either be male or female. The male creates little brown pollen cones at the end of their needles, while females create little blue berries with little seeds inside. Younger trees might not have either yet, as it takes a few years before they start to attempt reproduction. There's a fair bit of genetic variation and shape in cedars as well. Cedars are very prolific and can take over any pasture that isn't managed. They can grow in swampy wet areas, rocky hilltops, and thick understory, or completely unprotected. It is no wonder they have become a nuisance species where it's not commonly mowed or burned. If you see an evergreen that isn't in somebody's yard, there's a very good chance it's eastern red cedar. They are the only native evergreen to Kansas, where they used to grow in the rocky bluffs so they could escape the burning of the prairies. Red cedars do provide food for birds from the female berries, and thick shelters for different animals. A few red cedars can be good for wildlife, while too many end up being a rather poor habitat. For deer hunters, a few red cedars provide a certain amount of cover and brush that deer prefer, but too many and it starts to go in the opposite direction, when deer avoid because they can't see far in the shrouding area. Also, red cedars grow thick and can limit the understory broadleaves that deer graze on. Quail will also occasionally use a red cedar as a headquarter, but too many and it won't be able to leave enough understory for quail to run through. If you have big red cedars that are too tall and high up for quail, they can be cut down and left laid over in a big pile. This can provide enough thick cover for quail for a few seasons. Besides use for wildlife, red cedars often can't be beat for windbreaks for houses and for cattle, as they don't require much maintenance besides occasionally spraying for bagworms, and they grow fairly quickly. Controlling red cedars can be easy. Unlike the majority of deciduous trees, if they are cut below the lowest growth point, so no stump treatment is needed. In native prairie, prescribed fire can control trees less than 3 feet tall. Crazon PD, Surmount, and Tordon are the most effective herbicides on red cedars, but effectiveness decreases in tree size. If you're looking to cut one down for a Christmas tree, the best place to be will be in the middle of an unmanaged field where there is no shading from other taller trees. Bring gloves though, because they are the pokiest of all the evergreens. Really, they actually make awful Christmas trees, but they are everywhere, and they are free, and honestly, they need at least some reason to be cut down. Merry Christmas. This has been James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District.